Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you, and I am back with you on this Tuesday, April the 9th, 2024, 11 coming up on 12 minutes past the hour. And what a weekend it has been. It has been a whirlwind since last Thursday, all wrapping up yesterday with the big solar eclipse event that we had over at Steak and Shake. And I do want to thank Steak and Shake for all the hospitality yesterday and the fun that we had there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the solar eclipse in general before we get to everything that's happened in the last few days, because I really haven't been with you here on the air since Friday morning, and Friday morning I was in Philadelphia doing the show, so really have not been live back here since Thursday morning. But phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I don't want to criticize the solar eclipse, but what I do want to say is, where was all the traffic? Where was all the, we're not going to be able to navigate Marion? Where was all the, every parking lot's going to be filled up? Where was all that? Where was the hysteria that the media created for nearly a year for this once-in-a-lifetime event? I did not see anything. I was coming back from Columbus yesterday at about probably 11:30. There was a little bit of congestion in Delaware, mostly because of the lights, but it moved fast. That was about it. Between Delaware and Marion, there was no traffic at all, and it was a beautiful day. So it's not as if the weather hurt the solar eclipse. So why were there not these masses of people? School was out yesterday. City offices were closed. Businesses were putting up signs that said, don't park here. Pretty much a normal day in Marion. I don't know how many people were here yesterday, but it couldn't have been, I can't even imagine it was 750 more people than normal. If there were, I don't know where they were, because I was at Steak and Shake, and they were a little busier, but not much. I looked at Meijer. The parking lot was not filled. There were a few people sitting out there looking at the solar eclipse. What do you think happened here? And it was a very, very clear day. Now, the solar eclipse itself is a whole nother thing. I looked at it. I had the glasses. I looked up at it at 3:11. And it was fun to watch the moon cover the sun. But really, for 4 minutes, it just looked overcast outside. It was a weird-looking thing, but it just looked overcast. It didn't get pitch black like everybody, I think people had said that, and that confused people, so it didn't get pitch black. It just looked overcast like it does right before a storm. It was fun to look up at the moon and the sun, but you could not see any planets. There was nothing like that. So I don't know. I'm not really sure what that thing was all about. It was fun. It was exciting, and I do agree that it was a once-in-a-lifetime event, but where was all the hysteria? Where was all the panic? Where were all the people? What happened? Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, yesterday I went to pick up the balloons for our big eclipse event, and I went down probably an hour before the eclipse was about to happen, and I was on 95, the busiest road in Marion, and the road was probably more deserted than it normally is. Now, that probably was because people were home watching the solar eclipse, but there certainly were not these out-of-town people driving up and down the road where you couldn't get from one side of town to the other. Do you remember all the warnings that went out? Go to the grocery store. and you're not going to be able to leave your house, and it's going to take you 10 times as long to get from point A to point B than it normally would. None of that happened. Not even the slightest. What went on with the solar eclipse? Go ahead, caller.
Ah, so you're using 9944 now.
Well, I'm in the office this morning.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, it was bizarre yesterday. For 3 minutes, there was a polar bear, didn't know what to do.
Is that right?
I couldn't believe it. It was just frozen. It stood still, looking up at the sun.
You know, what do you think happened? Because certainly we did not have anything like what the eclipse was supposed to be, or all the hysteria that went along with it.
It's kind of like New Coke, wasn't it?
I was shocked, because when I got back in Marion, being gone for 4 days, I thought, well, what am I going to be walking back into? There was no difference.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was strange. I watched it via NASA, and they only hopscotched to the points of totality. I saw when they were in Buffalo, it looked like nighttime.
Yeah.
But here, I mean, it was dark. It went dim, but it wasn't really that dark. And looking east, it was okay. But then I noticed when I looked towards the west through a window, it looked like, holy cow, there's a major storm coming. It was darker than what I saw in the east.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. We were outside there at Steak and Shake, and it basically just looked like it does before a storm blows in. And
mm-hmm.
it certainly was not totally dark. And I had the solar eclipse glasses, and I was there with quite a few people. You couldn't see any planets or any stars. I think there was one star off to the right that kind of lit up. But other than the moon and the sun, that's really all you saw in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm curious. I wonder how many of your listening audience was celebrating by having a Corona beer.
I don't know. I was just, for a year, we heard about this.
Well, there were a lot of, you know, it's like a wish sandwich. 2 pieces of bread, you wish you had some meat. But I'll tell you, the best thing to do is go to PBS and watch Nova, the Eclipse 2024. You will get more from that and the images that they've captured, the solar flares and all of the activity that goes on in the sun. Some of it was actual photography from them, and I think some was animation, but it's really something that a lot of people don't think about, and it's something that's, you know, the center of our solar system.
And, you know, I want to say that I watched it, and it was cool to watch, and it was interesting to see that it did look like a storm there for about 4 minutes. But this whole thing, I don't... Do you think it was a complete disinterest in it? Do you think it was... Because certainly the weather was nice. The weather didn't dampen it. Do you think it never was as big a thing as people said it was going to be? Do you think that... I don't know. What happened?
Someone called a bunch of the hotels and motels. They weren't booked. They had avails. So I think it was hyped too much. And I think the media and all of these events that are happening anymore, it's like the little boy who cried wolf. They've just done it too many times, and people don't really think it's that big of a deal, or they don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, you know what? The people I was with, because we did have a crowd there at Steak and Shake, and it was kind of interesting.
About how many people were there?
It wasn't huge, like I said, because there just weren't many people around, but I would guess 50 or so.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Marion, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But, you know, it was interesting because even the people I observed looking at this thing, they kind of turned to their people who they were with, and they said, wow, isn't that great? But it was only 4 minutes, and that was about it. And it's not like there were gasps or wow, or there wasn't any of that.
Well, there weren't any fireworks, which, by the way, when it got relatively dark, people were shooting fireworks off over here.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about the fireworks going off. But how could, and I'm not criticizing them for this, but how could the city and the sheriff's office and the governor misjudge this so highly?
Who knows what minds, what lurks in the minds of blah, blah, blah. I can't think of the rest of it, but I don't know. I think it's just a detraction.
Well, you know,
detraction from everyday life that, hey, we can all share in this. And that's maybe some of the things that, it brought some people together, maybe made them a little closer, and maybe, hey, they ran into somebody else, but it's, a communally shared experience.
Yeah, and I think that's what the idea was. I just think the strange part of it was that it was almost as if the world was going to stop for 4 minutes. And in the beginning, when I heard this, I thought, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. This isn't really going to happen. But because the media just beat it over the head, and especially after the first of the year, they never stopped. In the last month, it has been just ridiculous. There were signs on 23 as of last Thursday warning people about the traffic. And nothing. Nothing. Zero. And they certainly can't blame it on the weather. Now, are they all going to come on today, all these news people who hyped and scared people to death, and say, well, I guess people didn't show up?
Well, the major wars, or they'll be a shooting somewhere, so that's going to take the headlines now. Fact of the matter is, the eclipse, that's old news.
Yeah, but you know, I wish when you pump a story for a year, I wish you would at least come on and say, hey, you know, we didn't exactly get that one right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why they built it up so big, and people's expectations were so elevated, and it was anticlimactic. That's why I was hoping a lot of people would look at that NOVA program on PBS, and they would see what's going on, but they would see it from the perspective of people who know how to gather the data and get the images, because you're not going to be able to see it the way that it was presented on NOVA. And it's really, it's a cool event, but it's going to be, what, 20 years till the next one. And I don't recall where they said the swap of totality will be.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It just, and you know, I thought it was going to be one of those events, like, you know, where people propose to people, where it be with somebody special. It's going to be that sort of thing.
Well, you missed out, and a lot of people missed out on those pagan rituals, the sacrificing of the virgins that started at 7 or 7:30. That's where all the action was.
It was funny because at Steak and Shake yesterday, it was Mary Ellen was there, I was there, Carrington and Matt made it back okay, so they were there, Sean was there, Linda and her husband were there, Thunderbolt Patterson was there, so we were all there. We had a big contingent from the station there, and we were all together, and it certainly, Chad Clark was there performing music, so it wasn't like, honestly, I liked sending up the balloons more. I thought that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that and that really did go well. We had 30 balloons, and I want to thank Kroger. They donated the 30 balloons, the helium, and helium ain't cheap right now. So they gave us.
It really wasn't that windy, was it?
No. And it was funny because this is just one of those things. Planning is everything. We got over to Steak and Shake and got the balloons and we got them all tied down. And Mary Ellen gave us a dollar with the serial number. By the way, the serial number is 133. So whoever finds, I think it's still up in the air because that thing was going high and I don't think it got all that cool last night. But we had the serial number, we had it all ready to go, and I looked right next door to Steak and Shake, and there are above-line power lines right there, running by Meyer Gas Station and Steak and Shake, and I thought, oh no, because that's the way the wind was blowing, and I thought, if we let this go, it's going to hit those power lines, and that's going to, you know, something's going to happen. But because it was so calm and the weather was so nice, it just went right above them.
Hmm. So there was only one balloon that had the dollar with the serial numbers, or they all had a dollar in, but the one serial number is the one that'll get a dinner or whatever.
Well, no, what we ended up doing was we took a piece of one of those money protectors, so if it rains or something, it wouldn't be damaged. We put the dollar bill in that, and then we took one of the big clips that you get at the balloon stores, because all the balloons were tied to the clip, and then we clipped the dollar bill to the balloons, and then we put a card in there behind the dollar bill that gave the email and the phone number for the studio and what you would get if you would return it.
Hmm. So it'll be interesting to see where it lands or who picks it up and calls in.
It was definitely headed east yesterday at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't think it's come down yet, but it was definitely headed east. And that was fun. And we have the video of that. So I just was so busy last night, I didn't have a chance to get it up on Facebook. But
right now, they're depending on how high it is. Out there it could possibly be in Pennsylvania by now, or even West Virginia.
It really could, because I did not know how much the dollar bill or the protector or the clip would weigh. But no, that thing went straight up. As soon as we let go of it, it went up, and we followed it for quite a while, and it was just going up and up and up and up and up.
Wow, it'll probably be on somebody's radar, and they'll send a jet fighter to shoot it down.
That was so much fun, and the people who did show up for the event thought it was great, and were, you know, asking Mary Ellen for their autograph and her autograph and those sort of things. So that was fun.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that it wasn't in his time, but. That's what Charlie Evers did, things that were fun.
Yes, I think you have to do things that are offbeat, because that is what is fun. You know, the norm is not fun. Life is very serious sometimes. And I think when you can take an event like this, which obviously turned into, I mean, and I'm not saying the eclipse itself was not cool, I'm just saying the hysteria that was supposed to happen did not. And so when it became apparent that that was going to be terribly anticlimactic, it was nice to have something there that was offbeat and fun to do.
Yep. Marion needs a commander of fun.
Yeah. Oh, we've needed that for quite a while.
Long time.
I don't know why we have gotten into a rut. And you know, do you think there is a certain group of people who have fooled themselves into believing, and again, I'm not saying the eclipse itself was not cool, but have fooled themselves into believing that yesterday was some kind of gigantically extraordinary, out of the ordinary, once-in-a-lifetime event?
Mm. I think there were people who were trying to make a buck off of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
They fell flat, you know?
They really did, and I Well, I guess the reason why I was saying all the people who were there with just our group at Steak and Shake, you know, it wasn't a thing to be with your family. It wasn't, I mean, I'm sure some people did, but it was not a thing to, like, gather around the hearth. I mean, we all had a great time just talking and having a good time, and when the moment happened, we all did the, hey, you know, it looks like right before a storm, and isn't that something, but that it, 4 minutes goes by fast.
Kind of like Hollywood. Everybody gathered around to see the star disappear.
That is true, and I'm glad for people who got to see it, and I'm glad for people who enjoyed that part of it, but where were the planets? We were not overcast at all yesterday. Where was that whole bit?
Well, I think that's a question for Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, I thought when I looked at the skies right before it, I thought there is no cloud cover here. And I thought, okay, we're going to see it all. And I looked up there, and all you saw was the moon, the sun, and one star off to the right. You saw nothing else. Not even the hint of anything else.
The best thing to do is to get out into the county where there are no lights on a clear night. And you can get, you don't even have to have that expensive of a telescope to see it. And if you have a map, you can see where some of the planets are. Do you remember, I can't think of the guy's first name, Herkheimer, Stargazer. He was on WOSU a long time ago, and I can't remember what the guy's name, first name, but it was Herkheimer, something or other Herkheimer, and he was always talking about the stars and everything, what to look for, where, how to see it, etc. But it's the universe.
And I do want to correct myself quickly, though, because I did hear this yesterday. It's not it was Venus. It wasn't a star. It was Venus. Is that? But how many people knew that? And I from the eclipse guy who came on this show a few weeks ago, and from everything that I heard, it was supposed to be you could see Saturn, and you could see Jupiter, and you could see the sky was going to illuminate, and even Venus, you couldn't tell that was a planet. It looked like a star.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everything reflects from the sun.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder if it was. I mean, I wonder if people did get engaged yesterday. I wonder if people did put this down in their scrapbook. I wonder if families did get together. Oh, and by the way, here's my little rant on social media. Stop posting the pictures on social media immediately after it happens. If you want to post them today, that's fine. I mean, I haven't posted anything. The picture I'm going to post is not of the eclipse. It'll be of us all there together with the balloons. But, I mean, do you think we all didn't see the same thing? I mean, what? How many pictures do I need to see of this thing from yesterday?
But think of this, back to what life-changing, did people do this or that. Mark the date, and in 9 months, check to see how many births there are.
Yes.
That'll give you a clue, somewhat of a clue, as to the impact this event had.
Well, it was all, I will say that there, I was looking at the 50 people who were there, and I think there were some people who, you know, like kissed, maybe, like a peck when it happened. It was kind of like that New Year's Eve type of thing. Not everybody did that, but there were, like, a couple. I mean, some of the guys who were with their wives, I think they put their arm around them. You know, it was that sort of thing. But it was just, I don't know. I guess when they look back 10 years from now and they're divorced or not together anymore, they'll have to crop that person out of the picture. But that showbiz.
And like kind of like an episode of Seinfeld where Costanza got wiped out of a photo of his boss at the beach.
And again, I am not being negative about the eclipse itself. I am being completely negative about the hysteria that they whipped people up into and scared them to death into preparing for this event. I think it was ridiculous. I think it was people... remember the stories of people selling plots of land for $100? And, I mean, it was... And the whole weekend was going to be busy. I mean, it was really just uncalled for to whip people up like that.
I'd be curious to see how many people actually bought a hotel room or a motel room at those ridiculous rates. But, oh, here's something. It just dawned on me. Someone told me yesterday, and they were down around Waldo, they saw out-of-state license plates. If I recall, you said Texas and California plates. And I think there were some other states that people came here.
And I think there was some of that. And I'm getting messages right now online, you know, quit being so grumpy about it. We all thought it was amazing. I'm not saying the eclipse itself was not amazing. I just, the hysteria, that annoys me. Because they whipped elderly people up. They whipped normal people up. People told me that they were going to stay home because they were afraid of getting caught in the traffic. There was nothing. Nothing. I was on Route 95, as I say, 1 hour before it happened. It was more dead during that hour than it normally is on Route 95. Meijer parking lot was not full. Steak and Shake parking lot was not full. I did not see people coming out of the hotels, and there were two hotels right there. The world did not stop when it happened.
Well, consider this. Those are the people that, whether they're government that have almost all the power, and those people that control the media, just think what would happen if there was really something to be concerned about, like there's a nuclear missile coming at such and such place. Can you imagine the chaos and mayhem that that would cause? And you look at the hurricanes and things, where traffic is jammed up, backed up, everything else. What kind of judgment do these people have who are saying the roads are going to be all jammed up, et cetera, et cetera? That's, I think, would be more concerning than anything. These are the people that we have that are supposed to maintain order and civility, and they're kind of flying off the handle here. But I guess the bottom line is better to be prepared than not.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I don't think that was our phone line, staticky there, but whoever calls next will find out. 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today talking solar eclipse, 39 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. And again, just to be clear, the eclipse itself I thought was fine. I thought that was it was what I thought it would be. You know, you put your glasses on, you looked in the sky for 4 minutes, you saw what you saw. And there it was. That part of it was fine. I just, the hysteria, because that's what everybody kept talking about. Nobody was really talking about the eclipse itself. Everybody was talking about, you're not going to be able to go to the store. You're not going to be able to leave your house. It's going to take you hours and hours to get from here to there. That didn't happen at all. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I made it back without any traffic jams.
Well, you didn't test something, but I'll tell you, I'll just start it with the bare fact. My wife and I, 62 years of marriage, just when it got totally black, we kissed. And we was only 5 steps from our home, inside home, went out on the deck and just sat there and watched it. I told Carol, I said, it's like a house nibbling at a piece of cheese, a big hunk out here at one interval, and then you keep watching it until the total eclipse come, and it was magnificent. There it was, dark, like you said, there was a star off to the right, and or a planet, Venus, and my wife, I said, now, is that a star or a Carol is pretty sharp on this so-called stars and stuff like that, but she don't study it or anything, but she knows more than I do about it, but I look at it, you know, and I'm amazed by it. But there's thousands and thousands and millions of people that know about it, you know, so it's very interesting to that people, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of millions of people from Bangor, Maine down to Texas that witness that by just stepping outside their house and looking up. You didn't have to be in a 20-mile radius of Columbus or Marion or whatever. That was all miscalculated, you know. But maybe there was scientifically, and where you could see planets and stuff, scientifically, with the scopes and everything like that, that they visualize that. And we'll show it on TV after things clear up a little bit. But here's the main thing. Scott was out there, and I come in the house, and I got a mint fondant, and it was with chocolate chips in it. And when I come right back out real quick, I said, let's eat this while the eclipse is total so our ice cream won't melt. And I handed it to her. She ate a bite, and it reminded us back when we was just young punk kids when we got married, her 19 and me 20. No, we wasn't in 19, 20. It was her 19 years old and 20. Here we are, 81 and 83, going on 83 for me. But very, 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 very nice and exciting to me. And here's the moral of the story, the halo around it. I thought, hey, you know, wait a minute. And they took the glasses off. Didn't have to have glasses. The halo was just absolutely terrific in the going away of that. But by the way, during the period of time, Carol can't sit in one spot like that very long outdoors there. So I said, you know what? You just try it. And oh man, did she ever love every bit of it, Scott. So it was very, very exciting. Just 3 steps outside our house onto the deck and look up with your glasses, and it was. And I know you're not knocking none of that, and I'm saying, traffic-wise and stuff, I thought it was overrated, but it's better being overrated than all of our law enforcement, all our safety people, the ham radio people. I know a couple friends, they were all on the site in case anything did prevail or anything, and this community, city of Marion, was well taken care of. There was people on hand at all the vents, more than what we consumed, because we was looking up to the sky. But there you pulled it off, and I was really glad. I was wondering about it because I had the tablet on all the time, and all I heard was reruns, and I thought you was going to be on the air, but you'll tell us about that later on. But yeah, the eclipse and the Klondike, it was very exciting, and there was a couple, and we also had the sliding glass doors open, and on the TV, there was a couple that got married. It was a Marine veteran and his wife, and they was, I think, in Mexico. I think that's where it was, but he knelt down, and he proposed to her during the eclipse, so, yeah. To me, Scott, and boy, the biggest thrill of my life is seeing that all of you got back from up there at Philadelphia. And what amazing thing was, there you guys was up there during an earthquake.
No, we showed up and the town started shaking.
Well, yeah, I know it. And I said to Carol, I said, you know what? Thunderbolt and Scott, there were some people said something to him, and they said, you want to make something out of it? And they got in that ring up there, and they started hitting the turnbuckles and coming back and forth, run across. And you just knocked everybody, knocked them all out. There was people come up in there that you and Thunderbolt just cleaned house, and that caused the thunder and stuff. Even they showed a picture. Now, isn't this great technology and stuff what we're doing in this country? There's Statue of Liberty with a camera on it, the vibration on her head. Now, isn't that amazing that and all the work that they're doing and stuff, and we just know a little trifle thing, but we did know one thing. We'll never see a total eclipse again. Carol and I won't. There'll be some eclipses, but the way I understand, and maybe you can clarify me talking over the air like this, but talking to you mostly, that 99 years before there'll be a total eclipse again around this area.
That was my understanding, yeah.
Yeah, and if you wanted to see it again, or maybe there's going to be others before that, you have to go to Africa. You think Carol and I will probably pack our bags and go to Africa to see it? No. At lunch, that'll be a memory in our life forever and ever and ever. And it was absolutely a total eclipse. I've seen other eclipses, Carol and I, together in our marriage. But that was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful memory in our married life. That was trippy.
And it was, and yeah, yeah, and it was that, and that's. I hope people got to take part in that part of it, and enjoy that 4 minute period, and do something special because that was fun. You know, the eclipse itself, it was very interesting.
Oh, it was magnificent part of your life. You'll never see it again like that, you know. I mean, maybe you will, maybe you won't, but you've seen it now, what we're talking about. We've seen it, but we may never, ever see it again because there's such a long span and stuff in between.
You got it. You got it.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'll listen to your show, and I'll get back in whenever I hear something to congratulate everything on. Everything went well with y'all.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the eclipse made the phones sound a little staticky today. I'm not sure what's going on there. But in any event, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to pick this up. Well, you know what? The phone sounds okay there. Well, no, it doesn't. I hear a little static even when I pick up the speakerphone, so I don't know what's going on with that. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. There must just be a little static in the line today for whatever reason. 48 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, and I thought we'd spend the first hour talking about the eclipse, because that certainly is what happened yesterday. And again, just to make it clear, crystal clear about this whole thing, I'm not knocking the eclipse itself. The hysteria, I'm knocking. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Thank you. Glad you had a nice trip.
All right, thank you.
And you were there enough to cause a earthquake, apparently.
I know.
But I wanted to call in and say the neighbor, actually, it was wonderful. Let's look at the positives. Yesterday, I had to go with the doctor, and my golly sake, they just about closed down the town. Had to go past the hospital, and that was pretty much whatever. But the neighbor lady called, and she says, well, we're out the driveway. Why don't you come over and sit with us? So I walked over there and sit with them. I had a cup of coffee and visited. Her mother's 90, and she's 60-something. And seeing kids riding their bikes up and down the side, you know, the street and so on. And I thought, now let's just stop it for a minute and think. Let's not worry about whether it was hyped up or what. But just look around yourself. It was absolutely, everything was quiet. Well, we heard the trains going through. They didn't stop. But it was actually very, very peaceful.
It was, and as I say, the event itself, we were all out there at Steak and Shake, and there was that moment when it got, you know, looked like it did before a storm, that it was very, very, very interesting. I just think that, it, yeah, right, and not to dwell on the negatives, I just think it was very interesting that something could be misjudged that much, to that much of a degree.
I want to tell you, though, you think about it, we didn't have to hear about Trump, we didn't have to hear about Biden, we didn't have to hear about what was going on in the other countries, we didn't have to hear who shot who and all this. It was actually so peaceful.
Yeah, it was nice that the news did change for a little bit, and we got to some things.
But it was just, it was kind of like in the olden days when you walked to the neighbors and had a cup of coffee.
It was. People did slow down for a minute, and I think, you know, I think honestly one of the things that happened yesterday was most people were off work because of it. Most people were home. The kids were out of school. So you could do those things that on a Monday afternoon you would normally not do. And it wasn't a holiday, because I think sometimes when we get off for these events that are holidays, we're not all off together. Some people still work. Some people don't. Some people have school. Some people don't. Well, for this thing, they got off and they really didn't have much else to do except get their glasses and stare up. So it slowed down life for a minute.
Well, and another thing, Scott, I took my glasses, some cardboard glasses with me, and I thought, now, how could this be? But by golly, you couldn't see up there, and then you put those glasses on, and I thought, geez, now, look at that.
Yeah, it was very interesting to look at, and the moments leading up to it, watching the cover-up happen.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't fun, and I'm not saying it wasn't something that was great, but it just, I wonder where all that came from. I wonder.
They have to fill the news.
Yeah, I guess maybe they do.
If they shut those down to 15 minutes at morning, noon, and night, they wouldn't have to have all that. And if we didn't have 175 channels, we wouldn't have to either. But it's just that it was so peaceful. The weather was perfect, and you said there was a cloud in the sky. It was just, if you couldn't have appreciated that and think how lucky we are that we can sit in this backyard with the neighbors, visiting, waiting for this to happen, and it did. It actually happened. It wasn't just all, you know, blow. But I just thought, geez, well, I had to go over to the doctor, and I went, but my God, there was nobody on Delaware Avenue. I could have just pulled out whenever the light was red, green, or blue, and there was nobody out there. There was nobody even at the doctor's office. I walked in there, and I said, where is everybody? She says, well, we get off at noon. And I says, because they only had two people that was doing your history. And I says, is that right? She says, yeah. She says, but we either have to take it with no pay or use half a day holiday. And I said, well, that don't seem quite right. It's not your fault. Anyway, and then went upstairs, and there was nobody in. I almost felt like, well, what'd they do, come in after hours? But it was just amazing. You'll have to, for that many people to get together. I didn't hear any shootings, did you?
No.
Any big rowdies or, you know, anyone trying to kill each other, fighting each other, or whatever?
No. The biggest thing I heard was some fireworks going off, and that was what it was, and people are, you know, I expected that would probably happen, but it was a moment where people did stop, and I think had it been framed in that reference, it may have been a lot better on the whole.
Well, it's just that it was something that the human body did not have anything to do with it. The scientists didn't have anything to do with it. You didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't have, it was just there, and it was peaceful.
It was, and I'm glad that everybody did enjoy it. I enjoyed it for those 4 minutes, and we had a good time where we are, so I hope everybody enjoyed what they saw.
Well, it may have not been exactly what they will hype it up, but it sure was great what they did come up with. So,
it was.
And I'm glad you had a nice trip, and now you're a celebrity, so that's the way it is, huh?
I don't know about that, but it was a nice trip.
Well, Well, I hope that your celebrity pays off in the checkbook.
Wait, we always hope that, don't we?
I guess.
Hey.
Hey, you have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. Well, maybe I should have done this remote this morning because I have no idea why we're so staticky this morning. Oh, you know, maybe that was the reason. The thing was pulled out for some reason a little bit. Well, no, it still sounds still sounds staticky. And I have no idea why. Were both of the things out? That is very, very strange. There's just static in the line, and I don't think it has anything to do on our end here. So, why there's static in the line? I have no idea at this particular point, but much like the eclipse here, I'm taking a few minutes and making sure everything is still hooked in correctly here in the system. No, there's definitely just static in the line. So, I don't know. Maybe the phone companies got eclipsed yesterday. Phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when I'm listening to you just a moment ago with the lady there, there was static, and you said there was static to me, but I listened to you yourself right there talking. There's no static.
No, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with us. I think it has something to do with the phone lines. Maybe the phone lines are, I don't know, maybe the eclipse had some effect on these phone lines.
See, now when you're talking, they're static.
Yeah, well, it's because I think I've, like, if I would turn the phone, now that's me turning the phone down right there. So when the phone's down, there is no static, but when I turn the phone up, it goes static.
Well, I don't know where that lady's calling from, but I'm out here at Pleasant Township, so... And I don't know what her distance is, and kind of unusual it's like that. Now I don't hear any static at all. Now I do.
Yeah, hopefully it clears up before the next hour. Thanks. Yes, I have no idea where all that static is coming from because nothing is... Well, we wouldn't be able to hear anybody if it was unhooked or anything of that nature, so I have no idea. I don't know why there's static, but there is. The morning after the eclipse. 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And I think, and I guess the end result of this whole eclipse thing again is, if you enjoyed it, great. If you had a fun time yesterday, great. Was it a unique event? Of course it was. But that's not the story that everybody was talking about leading up to. Anytime you'd say, well, what about the solar eclipse? It was you're not going to be able to drive across town. You better go to the grocery store. Every parking lot's going to be filled up. You're not going to be able to get out of your house. That was the talk. Nobody was really talking about the solar eclipse itself. And maybe if that had been done, this would have been a happier occasion, and maybe it would have drawn more people, because people would have been much more interested in the scientific nature of it rather than the hysteria that was supposed to have surrounded it. And I do poo-poo that in a big way, because it did scare a lot of people. It scared a lot of people, and it kept a lot of people at home heretofore who would probably not have been at home. And I know people were buying things over the weekend because they felt they weren't going to have water or they weren't going to be able to get to a store or a hospital. And a lot of people got called in to work for the city and the county, the emergency services, because it was going to be a thing. And it just wasn't. But that's showbiz, and the eclipse happened, and I hope you enjoyed it. But I'll be back next hour. Stay tuned. Short break.
The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It